This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I know we do have a full block of calls at the moment, but we'll free them up as soon as we can. Now, we were talking with Fran. She did have another question for us, so I wanted to keep her on. So what was that other question you were looking for, Fran?
Yes, thank you, Patrick. I have a very scraggly and old rhododendron that I just thought I could move and try someplace else. And also, I have several Norway spruces that I started as seedlings, and now they're about 2 feet tall. For both of those, should I wait until the fall to transplant those, or could I do it now?
Well, so we're... Are you up there in Vermont, or is it?
Yes.
So your temperatures are still cooler at this point. They haven't got some good heat to them.
Mm-hmm.
Transplanting is still fine for you. What I would look at doing is transplanting them now, using some biotone, mixing it into the soil there. That helps with any of the transplant shock. But they've formed some of the leaves, everything, but they're going to be okay. Because it's early still, whereas sometimes waiting to the end, you don't have as much time for them to reestablish. You can't, it's almost like you can't cure an issue at that point. You can only kind of do it when it's, you have more time to fix it during the spring and summer.
Okay.
So I think you're going to be okay with it. Just water the night before, day before, day of, so that the plant itself can absorb that water, right, and be
mm-hmm.
ready. So do that. But I still think you have plenty of time to do it.
So even though those Norway spruce have sprouted their new growth, it's still okay?
I think so, because it's early time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's how big are these Norway spruces?
They're only about 2 feet, but they're nice and bushy and pretty healthy.
You know, for those, if you're concerned and you're questioning it and you're saying, you know what, maybe I'll wait, you can wait.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that early into the season enough where it hasn't gotten for you maybe as hot as it has down here.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's still early for them. You know, I go back and forth, but if you can water them prior to it, you can then use the biotone and water it into that new spot, establish it, get as big of a root ball as you can. You know, a 2 foot tree, you might be thinking, oh, I don't need that big. Get as much of a root system as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And that can help you, you know, off to a great start.
Right.
So I'd look at.
We're around to water it as it gets hotter. So.
Exactly.
Won't be left in the zone.
Definitely. So I would look at doing it, you know, sooner rather than later.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. Yeah, thanks
so much,
Patrick.
Thank you so much, Fran. Have a great one.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, I did have a call in between the break. Didn't have time to stay on, but could listen in regards to rainwater in a rain barrel to tap water. And it's almost like the rainwater's not doing any favors to the vegetable garden. And whereas the tap water doesn't affect it, right? So it's back and forth. Sometimes the inside water is filtered or distilled by the city, town, whichever. So that could make it a little bit better on some of them. Maybe rainwater sitting in there can cause some of the like insect larvae to form. Easy way to do that is go out, get the BTI, which is the bits that by Summit Solutions would be those mosquito bits, but they also do some others. It's a BTI, Bacillus thuringiensis israelis. You can buy them in the dunk. You can buy them in the bits. That would help to get rid of any of those larvae. The other thing is algae possibility. Mixing it every once in a while because sitting water can cause that. If it wasn't cleaned out, that could be some of the reasons. And that's why tap water could be a little bit better because it's not sitting in an area like a rain barrel for a long period. So hopefully that helps you out just a little bit. We do have some more calls. So Nathan, who's up next?
Mike is in Maine.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a couple of questions. My first one is, I have large rhododendrons that are probably 15, 20 years old. And in the spring, the deer got in and ate a lot of the leaves. Is there anything special I should feed them to help them come back? They have produced new leaves and are growing. But is there any, besides halitone or myriad acid, is there anything else I should give them?
Have you already given them the halitone?
Yes.
And you gave them that,
I gave them that maybe 6 weeks ago.
Okay. I'd be fine with you just the halitone. That is already helping. And then from there, I would be the myriad acid every once in a while, maybe once a month. You could also look at using like a Neptune's Harvest, the fish and seaweed, to give it back some nutrients, that type of thing.
Okay.
That can help it out. But I think the halitone, it takes some time. It is a slower release, so it will help that with the long term of it.
Okay. And then I can give it more halitone in the fall?
Yeah, just half the rate.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you. My second question is I have flower gardens. I have two questions. One is I have flower gardens, and what's the best way to kill grass in the flower garden without killing the plants? What's the best grass killer, I guess?
Okay. There is a product out there called Grass Be Gone. That is an over-the-top killer for grass-type weeds. There is High Yield has a product, I believe it's called Over the Top 2, where that is a grass killer that you can spray over the top of the majority of perennials, those types of things. I'm trying to find the bottle because it'll tell you certain products, that certain plants that you can use it over the top of.
One place I'm having a problem is with Pachysandra. In other words, I have really a large field of Pachysandra. And on the edge, it's getting grass in it.
Okay. Let's see here. I'm looking at the product at the same time, and it's just so I can see if there says anything about Pachysandra. Tolerant plants here. It's got a lot on here, so this just Pachysandra, are you here? Trying to see, and there's a lot here. It doesn't say Pachysandra, which gets me concerned that this wouldn't work. Yeah, it's not showing it as one of the ones that it does.
Okay.
There's like 8 pages of different plants that it will be fine with. I'm still scrolling to try and see if it has it, and I'm not seeing it yet. Another thing you could, I'm trying to think, you could use early in the season for next year, would possibly be using like preen. Preen might be a nice way to keep it from coming up, through everything. Yeah, I'm not seeing Pachysandra on here, but the words are so small right now. While I'm talking, it's hard to even say. So if you want to hang tight on the other side of the break, I can definitely see if it does this, because found it. It does. It does work. Over the top two.
Over the top two. Okay.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Drab watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Drab rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Drab, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at drab.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Got some calls on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Jim is in New Hampshire.
Jim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I got a question about red stripe and how you treat it. My lawn is in great shape other than I am starting to get red stripe, and this happens every year, and I've tried the granular stuff, and I don't know. So what's your comment about that?
So you got me confused there. It's awfully early. I was thinking red stripe. I was thinking about Jamaica and the beer there.
that's a good thought.
We're talking about red thread in the lawn, right?
Yeah,
so it's like little, yeah. You had me going. I was like, I can talk about this. But anyways,
so they like tell my wife
the red thread that you have there. Product I want you to use is called Infuse, and I'm not sure if you've used it before or not. It comes in a granular form and a liquid form. And did you say it's already started or?
Yeah.
So. When you use Infuse, the back of the package will tell you how to use it as a curative rate versus a preventative rate. So there's two things. So next year, I want you to remember about the time that this started, okay? Usually these past couple weeks. So
exactly.
in order to prevent red thread from happening, using Infuse early to help keep the red thread at bay, right? So using it early. Now, the back of the package when it for this will say, for treatment, apply when disease first appears and repeat application every 14 days. So the application rate is 1.5 to 3 pounds per 1,000 square feet. If it's already in the lawn, I would go on the 3 pounds per 1,000 square feet. There's a setting, a spreader setting on the bottom of this that'll tell you, you know, which one, what your setting is for half the rate versus full rate. Next year, I'd be using it at half the rate. So 1.5 pounds a couple weeks prior. Now, when it is there, it's 14 days. When it is not there, you can do it every 21 to 28 days. So it's kind of like a preventative throughout the season. So okay. If you know that we have a rainy early spring, you know you're most likely going to start to get some red thread until you take care of it completely. So this year, treatment. Next year, prevention.
Okay.
And I think the granular works one of the best. In my opinion, you could use the liquid form of Infuse. It comes in a hose end sprayer, so you can attach it right to the hose. So not a big deal. Nice and easy to use. But the granular is just one of those things where you can just throw it in the spreader. It usually gets a little bit further. Whereas the hose end does 3,200 square feet. The granular, I believe, does 7,500 square feet or 5,000 square feet. So it's kind of a little bit more to it. So either one of those for red thread. And next year, use it as a preventative just to kind of push it away for the season and not have it come back early.
Okay.
And then the other thing to do with all of this is make sure you feed the lawn during the summer. So we're at the point where it's like step two, application two. Make sure you feed 6 weeks after that weed and feed. And then again, 6 weeks after that. Because what it'll do is it'll make the roots stronger for next year. So the plant, the blades themselves will be stronger. The root system will be stronger and kind of prevent some of this from happening. Because the disease will weaken the roots. If we don't give something back to them, they're not going to completely recover. And that's why we want to make sure you do those next applications.
Okay, I normally do like the early spring for fertilizer. Then I just did the second step. And then I don't normally do anything till September. Are you recommending maybe another application?
So I want you to do it every 6 weeks.
Okay.
Throughout the year. I think you can do up to 5 applications. That'll make your lawn stronger for next year. And be all right.
I'm talking about fertilizer.
Yep. So. Hang tight. I got to hit a break.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The chief of the Texas school district, who has been under fire for his handling of the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, broke his silence. Pete Arredondo granted an interview with the Texas Tribune over the phone with his attorney present. Officials with Texas Department of Public Safety described Arredondo as the incident commander who made the call to stand down and treat the incident as a barricaded suspect. Arredondo told the outlet that he never considered himself the incident commander. James Barragan spoke to CNN. He's one of the reporters who interviewed Arredondo.
He is telling, or at least he told us in our interview, definitively that he went in there. He never thought he was the incident commander, never identified himself as the incident commander.
Arredondo also told the Texas Tribune that he called for assistance and asked for an extraction tool to open the door. This is USA Radio News. Ukrainian and British officials are warning that Russian forces are relying on weapons able to cause mass casualties. The UK's defense ministry says Russian bombers have likely been launching heavy 1960s-era anti-ship missiles in Ukraine. These missiles were primarily designed to destroy aircraft carriers using a nuclear warhead. Justin Crump, a British military expert and veteran British Army tank commander, tells Sky News that Russia is using whatever they can get their hands on.
I guess Russia is figuring there aren't that many enemy ships to deal with, so they are using these missiles in their secondary role of land attack, but they're not brilliant at that. It's a further indication of how Russia is having to use everything at its disposal to keep achieving its ends.
Meanwhile, the governor of Luhansk province in eastern Ukraine is accusing Russia of using flamethrowers on civilians in a village in his province. Inflation concerns have driven the major indexes on Wall Street lower for the week. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Jim. Right at the end there, I was spewing out a lot of information quickly, and I think it got confusing. So when I say application, I mean a fertilizer application. And I personally think five applications a year. You start off with your crabgrass control, then you go to the weed and feed, then you go to a summer fertilizer, sometimes has insecticide. Then you go to a fall fertilizer, and then you go to a winter fertilizer.
Yeah. Okay.
Five applications gets you really ready for the next season and continuing, because the grass part doesn't grow during the winter, but the root system is active still. It's not very fast, but it's active. And by feeding them multiple times, it helps get them ready for that next season. So when spring starts, they're ahead of the game. And the feeding in the summer throughout, especially when there's been a disease that attacks it, the lawn gets stressed when it doesn't have something. Just like you and I, when we have an infection or something, we have medicine, but we also have nutrients and nourishment that we need. Same thing with the lawn. So that's what I mean about the applications with the fertilizer. Because there's been an issue, we need to treat it a little bit differently than you have in the past. And that's by feeding it on 6-week intervals. So if you just put the weed and feed down 6 weeks from now, that puts us into about August 1st. 6 weeks from that puts us at like September 15th. And then 6 weeks from that puts you at like November 1st. And usually at that point, the ground's not frozen. The ground is still thawed. And that late season fertilization can actually help for next year as well.
Okay. Are you familiar with a product called Tick Start?
Tick Start?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Rosen Online has it, and they recommend it to encourage root growth, too. I've had some limited success, I think, with that also in terms of the health of the lawn. So.
Okay.
So, okay.
That's a good. Good one to think about. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Jim. Have a great rest of your day.
Same to you. Bye.
Bye bye. All right, Nathan. Who's up next?
Marianne's and Bill Ricca.
Marianne, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call. Last year I called you because my son wanted to plant grasses to hide the pool filter. We
yep.
couldn't put it in the ground, so we put it in containers. And you said that was okay as long as you insulate it. We did that. They grew beautifully last summer. We cut them down and, insulated the pot. But there's nothing there now. They're just hard sticks. And I've added plantone and watered it, and I've added fertilizer, but nothing. No greenery at all.
Okay. So what I would do is try to pull the plant out of the soil, see if the roots are still developing, if they're white versus mm-hmm. like a yellowy dark color. If they mm-hmm. are more white and they are, more they're developed, then maybe they're just being a little bit behind. But I would think in this area, they would have already shown some growth at this point. So there's no mm-hmm. green showing at all.
No.
On any of them.
You know, there's a little on the bottom, but I think it's more of a weed. I don't see anything on the sticks at all.
So when did you protect them? What did you do for them over winter? Did you put them in, like, mulch all around the containers or?
The leaves that all grew up, put that all on the top to protect them.
Did you do anything for the container itself?
Yeah, we insulated it.
Okay. Huh. Now, I would definitely look at the root system, see what's going on underneath. If it's white, then it's still viable. And what you might be able to do is try and split it, like cut it right down the middle to shock it a little bit, maybe get it going. I'm not sure there's much else you could do with it.
Okay.
At this point, it should have started showing some growth.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, I'm sorry. Okay. I wish I had something, a cure-all. I think using the protolizer, using the biotone or the whichever you've used, I think
plant
would have helped
tone,
it, the plant tone. But I'd take a look at the root system and see what's going on underneath there.
Okay. So if the root system is gone, do you suggest anything else that might be okay? That he wants something that's going to grow tall.
Yeah, I mean, usually those grasses would be okay. That's my thought process. Sometimes, using a smaller arborvitae in those will work sometimes, but you have to kind of do the same thing. They tend to get a little heavier to move around and to insulate. It could be something where maybe every year, you look at like tropicals, like using like a mandevilla or a hibiscus or something different that'll flower and take away from the look, but you have to replace them year after year. I know that's probably not what you're looking to do. You're looking to have something there so it's done and then you don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
But the grasses should have made it. I'm wondering if it was just winter damage. The winter was a little bit odd. The way it would snow and then it wouldn't snow, but we'd have like 3 feet 1 week and then the next week it would be sunny. It could have shocked the plants a little bit, and that's where some of the issue was. So I'm not really sure, but it should have worked.
Okay. Well, I'll pull it up and see how the root system is, and then maybe we just have to try it again.
It might be what needs to happen on there. And just look for the winter, maybe trying to protect them a little bit more. I know you did a lot to it, but I'm not sure. It should have come back for you.
Okay. Mulch would be better than just putting the leaves that were all there.
Well, I think mulch would definitely, mulch or a straw or a hay, something along those lines around the base would definitely be a lot better.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
you, Patrick.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, who's up next?
Jan is in Osterville.
Jan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great, too. I just have a couple of questions regarding the fertilization of, I put down Magic Cow, Love Your Soil, and Steps 1 and 2. So I'm wondering, this is for my lawn, if I should, again, this will be the third time for the Magic Cow and Love Your Soil, and then Step 3. It's been about 6 weeks, between 5 and 6 weeks. Should I continue to put down that Love Your Soil?
So you can put it down, the Love Your Soil and Magic Cow, one more time. They recommend, well, so you can do it every 6 weeks. After 3 applications, it should really have brought your pH level up 1 point, released all of the trapped nutrients to allow everything to start growing. Have you noticed a difference in the lawn at all?
Yes, it's definitely greener. I don't have a great lawn. I have a lot of clover mixed in. But I'm just letting it go with the clover and the grass because I have a lot of shade.
Okay. I think you can do it one more application. They say you can do 3 applications in one season to really affect the pH level. So one more time is not going to hurt you. But I wouldn't
wait.
You do it in 6 week intervals, so 3 times in 6 weeks, so you can really make the most of the applications. So they're back to back to back.
Oh, I see.
So I think I would use that application one more time.
And how about the Colitone? I've used that once, about maybe 6 to 8 weeks ago.
So the Colitone you use once in the spring, and then use it at half the rate in the fall.
Okay.
You don't use it multiple times in a season.
And the grub situation, is it time to put an application for grubs as well?
Yeah, the season-long grub control, this would be the time to do it.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. I think I'm good. Thank you so much for your help.
All right, Jen. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Just a few minutes left in the show. Nathan, we got another call on here.
Yep, 2 more knocking through. Karen's in Cape Cod.
Karen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm in Osterville also. I have a quick question about Montauk. I heard you talking about it before spring, and I had always let my Montauks just grow, and then they got leggy underneath, and I put dripped roses and other things to hide it. This time I've cut down a whole slew of them, and they look fantastic, but I can't remember exactly when I should prune them the second time again, and how much should I prune?
So I'm going to do it at my house in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the Montauk daisy, you prune it back the first time to about 6 to 8 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, you will prune them in about, usually around like July 4th, at that point, you don't prune them back to about 6 inches. You prune them back until about like 12 inches or so.
Okay.
What this does is pushes the blooming back, because if you look at yours, and I'm getting nervous on mine, so I was just looking at them last night, mm-hmm. is where they almost look like they're ready to start forming buds, and we don't want them to do that yet, because we want them to flower in the fall. And by pruning them back around July 4th, that's when it'll push it so it'll bloom in the fall. It'd be a nice compact area for it. So cut it back to about 12 inches or so. That should be good for you on that.
Awesome. Thank you. And I also want to, thank you so much for your program. 2 things I'm using now are natural alternatives. Love the company so much. And then the Cobra Head, I think I learned about it from you.
Yeah, we Randy Schultz brought that up from Homestead, Home and Garden Homestead. He's great information. He definitely did talk about it.
Oh, my gosh. It's made such a vast difference in my gardens for weeding. And then I have a very long shell driveway. and it's miraculous. Honestly, I've told everybody.
Awesome.
no more kneeling down. None of that. Just stand up, pop it out of the ground, and it's fun actually.
Yeah. No, it definitely is.
Yeah, great. Well made, great quality. I love it. And so made a big difference in my gardens for sure.
Great. Now, real quick, one other thing on the Montauk, just as a point of just info. Every 3 to 5 years, they do like to be split. So if you haven't done that already, in 3 to 5 years, do it next spring or the spring of the 3 to 5 years. So you can actually spread them out a little bit and do a little bit more with them. Okay.
It's a great plant. I love it. Thank you so much, Patrick.
Awesome. Thanks, Karen.
You're welcome.
Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take a break, then we'll be back to wrap up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bioadvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from bioadvanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Go right into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Elaine is in Lawrence.
Elaine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Nice to talk to you. Listen, I'm curious about these brown squiggly things that come in the spring from trees. This year was terrible. Is that a form of pollen?
Is it like it's got a string and then little brown spots all around it.
Yeah. Oh, it's all over the place. And what trees does that come from?
So I believe it is a part of the pollen from it.
It is part of pollen, so
you could
be allergic to that. Yeah. Okay.
I'm trying to think what I've seen it from because it's all over my yard.
Yeah. Does it come? I just have like oak trees and maple trees behind me.
Yeah, no, that's
what trees it comes from.
That's what I have the majority of.
Yeah.
I think it. I want to say it's from the oak trees because
from
the maple
oak.
You're almost seeing. You're seeing. The maple, like, the seed pods fly a little bit more.
Like little pinwheels that fly around.
Yeah, so I want to say it's an oak.
So this comes from oak trees, the squiggly stuff, the brown stuff?
I think so, just based on my thought process here.
Yeah, but it is like a pollen?
Yeah, it
is.
Definitely is.
Okay, that's different than the yellow pollen that you see all over the place.
Yeah, so it's pollen because it's dropping. It's trying to get into the ground. It's also their way of putting like a seed down. So it's in the same idea. The pollen can come off of those little flower they're almost like little flowers.
So you do call it pollen then?
Well, it has pollen with it. Yes, so I would.
Yeah.
But it is part of the oak tree, the way it grows in the spring, with like the pods coming off of it as well. So I think that's where it's coming from.
So you could get allergies from that.
Oh, I mean, allergies from everything right now.
Well, this comes before. before the yellow. My God, this year was terrible.
Worst year I've had.
Yeah. How's your mother doing?
She's doing great. She's doing
great.
Is she
still up in Maine?
She is. Yeah. In a new place for
okay.
her. But she is
still
up
the
there.
The family home?
Yeah. Starting on her own.
Yeah.
Doing
okay.
her thing. So she's doing well.
Good.
I appreciate you.
She's doing well. Yeah.
I appreciate
okay.
you asking about her.
Well, I've listened to you people for so long, I feel like I know you.
Yeah, we're all family, really.
Yeah, right. Okay, thank you very much, Patrick.
All right, Elaine, have a great one.
You too. Take care. Right.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right, we got about less than 2 minutes left. Nathan, do we have any calls? We have a quick one, maybe? No calls? Perfect. I'll keep on keeping on then. All right, number of great calls today. You know, preventative maintenance with like Infuse for Red Thread or Red Stripe. Might be having a few of those. You never know. Mosquitoes, they're out there. Look at using the Summit Solution product for mosquito bits or mosquito dunks. Help prevent them from coming. If you have rainwater, right? You have a rain barrel. You're trying to save money by using that. Throw some of these bits or the dunks in there. It has BT in it, and it actually helps prevent mosquitoes from developing. Really cool thing, in the town of Chelmsford that I live in, they actually have done research. They found where mosquitoes are the most prevalent, a lot of water areas. And earlier this year, they actually broadcast this BTI, so the Bacillus thuringiensis israelis, same product as Summit Solutions, into those areas to help cut back on the mosquitoes. Organic. Organic way to prevent and help us. Thought it was pretty cool that we've been talking about Summit Solutions for years, and cities and towns are now using this to help prevent mosquitoes from developing. So pretty cool stuff. Anyways, about 30 seconds left, so I appreciate all the calls today. We will be back next week to give you more of your question and answer, see what we can do for your garden. I do want to wish my mother-in-law a happy birthday today. It is her birthday, so happy birthday. Now to everybody else, get out there, plant something. Great day to do it. If not, get out there and be good to each other. We're all we got. We'll catch you next week. Have a good one. See you later.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.